This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett. This program is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you at Farm Credit Services of America. Family farmer Jeff Jorgensen has been busy planting soybeans near Sydney this week, along with his duty serving as president of the Iowa Soybean Association. More up next.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
On Wednesday morning, Jorgensen was working fields about a mile northeast of Sydney and had our network out for a visit. He says the 2021 spring planting season has been rapid, just like farmers experienced last year.
There's some similarities to last year. We were dry in 20. 21 obviously has been dry until, you know, we had a short rain 4 or 5 days ago. Difference for this year is cooler. There's no question the cooler temperatures have changed things. A little slower plant emergence on the corn side. Weed pressure is taking a little longer to die off from applications of herbicide. It's all going to happen hopefully the right way. We need to get a little more heat units, and you know it should be coming.
With grain prices high, Jorgensen says farmers are excited for 2021 production opportunities.
We have come off of, you know, 3 years that were pretty rough from, you know, 18, 19, and 20 on pricing. So I guess you know, low prices cures low prices, and maybe we're on the same side of things in the high side. But it should be a good year for agriculture. We really need it in agriculture. This probably has the opportunity to get people back whole, I would say, but we still have to raise a crop. You know, we've got 5 months yet to go before we really know where we're at, what we're going to raise.
Jorgensen says it's his 11th and final year on the board of the Iowa Soybean Association. He recently started a 3-year term with the American Soybean Association, where he'll have more of a national focus. Be sure to check out our video features with Jeff Jorgensen on our Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network website and Facebook page. For Money Matters, I'm Brent Barnett.